Hey, everybody. Good morning. You hear the music. It is Wednesday, and it is time now for our Berkshire Hathaway biweekly podcast. Standing by, we've got realty expert Adam Helgeson, and he's got a couple of guests, too. We'll talk with them right after this.
What would tomorrow look like if you sold your house today? Maybe you moved to a new city or a new country. Maybe you'd pick up birding or birdies. You could get into wine. Not that into wine. Or skiing. Warmer skiing. Or maybe you'd spend more time doing nothing at all. When you're ready for whatever comes next, we'll be ready to help you get there. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services.
All right, you know the drill. Let's give him a round of applause. Your realty expert, Adam Helgeson, in the house.
Hello, hello.
How you doing, man?
Doing great.
Good, good. Been a couple of weeks. How have you been? Everything's going groovy.
Everything's going good.
Yeah. You brought a couple of guests, and usually you don't bring good-looking guests, but you're picking up your game a little bit.
I'm trying.
Okay. You know? Okay. Why don't you take over and do some introductions or whatever you want to do?
Well, yes. From the real estate perspective, I always have buyers asking me, like, hey, where can I get flooring? Hey, mm-hmm. Who do you know for this? And, these lovely ladies I have with me are definitely a go-to. Everyone sees Sterling Carpet One, and they don't know what all they do. And I didn't even know they did this much stuff.
It's so, just not carpet.
No. So I have Tara and Ashley with me here.
Okay. How about, there we go.
Yay.
Hello.
Yes. we're going to do a two-part series here on Sterling Carpet One.
Okay.
And what they do. So okay. I will let these guys kind of introduce themselves, where they're from, how they got into it. So... Ashley?
Yes. My name's Ashley Renfro. There are two Ashleys at Sterling, so just so everybody knows. I am originally from the area, went to school here at UND, but I'm from northwest of Grand Forks, kind of up in the Gilby-Inkster area.
Okay.
And I currently live out there as well.
Did you go to Midway?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
What year did you graduate?
2008.
Okay, no, I wasn't. I used to be I was the National Guard recruiter for Midway for a while.
Cool. So, yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Mind. Sorry, just
small world.
Yeah,
random squirrel thought. All right, go ahead.
So I'm from the area, very familiar, and I have been with Sterling for just over 3 years now. I work mainly in residential design. So,
okay,
all right, nice.
Tara.
Hello, my Hi. Name is Tara Stallard, and I was born and raised in Grand Forks. Went to interior design school in Denver for a few years. Wow. So that was a lot of fun. And that's one of the best parts about Sterling is it's not just sales. We get to really help design and kind of create dream homes with people. So it's a really, really neat setup.
I know you guys just helped out one of my clients. They have a farmhouse right up past the airport. I'm not sure which designer helped, but
What was their name? Jeremy?
No, it was Alexis and Scott. The pipe burst upstairs and flooded the whole place. So they redid the whole main level and nice white cabinets and floating shelves. And
beautiful.
I know you guys did the whole project with flooring and everything. So yeah, I actually sold it before it even listed for 20 grand over asking price.
Wow.
So you guys did a great job.
Well, makes such a difference.
Thank you. Yes.
Wonderful to hear.
It does. So you guys kind of work in different areas, right? You said, Ashley, you do more residential, Tara's more commercial.
A lot of overlap, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We all are kind of multifaceted. We deal with all the different products and all the different services for the most part. So there's a lot of overlap, but I do a little bit more commercial. Yeah. Ashley does more kitchens. Those are kind of more specialty areas for us.
Yes.
You know, that's important. Kitchens and bathrooms sell houses.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yep, absolutely.
So what are some of the services... You know, you guys offer at Sterling Carpet One? Because like you said, you see the name, they're like, it's a carpet store.
Yeah.
We get a lot of people that come in that have, you know, it's on 32nd. People drive by it all the time. But, you know, we get people that come in all the time. And they're like, I've never been in here. I didn't realize, like, how much you guys had. So it's kind of fun when we get new customers. I usually give them a little tour, walk them around, and, you know, just to kind of get an idea of what they're looking for. Of course, yes, carpet, it's part of the name, but, you know, we are kind of a one-stop shop. So, you know, any kind of flooring. So carpet, LVT, LVP,
hardwood yeah. laminate.
Yeah.
Even tile. The sheet vinyl, people still do the sheet vinyl.
Yeah, even sheet vinyl, yep. So we have a solution for every project, which is, you know, great, and among other things too.
And one of the most fun things is when people come in and maybe they're looking for backsplash, and then they walk by our kitchen cabinet displays and our countertop displays, and they go, oh, I could get the cabinets here too. Oh, I could get the countertops here too. Oh, wait, the flooring. It's a lot of fun to be able to do that one-stop shop situation, because I think the more people that get involved in a project, the more stores you go to, the more overwhelming and hard it is to keep things straight.
These are the kind of stores that I will not go into with my wife.
Danger zone.
That right now. Yep. Absolutely. Yep. Because it does have everything. We bought carpet from you guys, and it is amazing. The plus should be like double the size on the sign, because there is so much more.
Yeah. No, that's definitely true. I mean, and that's kind of another, I guess, service, I guess you could say, we provide, you know, once people do realize we can kind of cover it all. You know, that's where we as designers come in. We kind of headline the entire project, and we're your kind of your liaison from start to finish. So, you know, and that's, again, kind of the fun part. So
absolutely.
I know what got me going in there a few times is I help out my clients. I do projects for them and whatever. Sure. And I've had to replace some windows. So getting glass cut, you know, and different, all the different types of glass or polys or whatever you guys have in stock is just dumbfounding. Like, and getting the glass cut there, those guys are awesome. Also paint, you know, a lot of people don't think you're a paint store.
Yep. Siding and windows. Yep.
So I've been in there. I have a hobby of redoing old furniture sometimes, you know, I'd get the chalk paint and that type of different stuff there. And it's just crazy all the different stuff you guys offer.
Yeah, absolutely. What is
one secret thing you guys like offer that people would just be dumbfounded that you wouldn't do there?
Oh, that's a good question.
It is. Like
something that surprises people. I think a lot of the, here's a good one. Ceiling tiles and acoustic sound panels. That would never be my thought when I'm going shopping to redo my home. But being in the commercial side, I've been working with a lot of churches, a lot of bigger buildings in town, and the need for things like acoustic panels and ceiling tiles. Like, you see those everywhere, but where do you get them? At Sterling Carpet One.
Yeah,
there you go. Wish we would have known that 4 years ago.
Exactly.
You know,
those come out of John's basement.
Yeah. Listen, it's not too late. No. We can save you.
Yeah, no, I went on the website before this, and I was doing some research, and I saw stuff on here. I'm just like, holy cow. I mean, property management services? Like, do you guys really manage properties there?
So we do less of that, but we do have a gal that kind of deals with property managers as far as selling like big quantities,
like,
and
contracts
setting,
and stuff like that.
Okay.
As far as apartments and things like that. So, and she's not even really one of the designers, and she's still doing it. So we all kind of have our hands in everything.
So that's more like bulk stuff. Like, you do it in an apartment complex. Right. So we'll do, you know, a whole bunch of the nice square tiles. So if one gets wrecked, you can rip it out.
Yes. Exactly.
Okay.
Yep. Nice. But we all work with builders. We all work with project management.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's 90% of our job, maybe even higher, is project management for sure.
Well, would you say you like project management better? Do you think the individual residential clients are more fun because you get a little more design?
50-50.
And I mean, project management is still a huge part of residential.
Absolutely.
You know, because say, for example, it's a new construction house. I mean, if you're providing everything from, you know, floor to ceiling, you know, you are essentially their project manager.
You're coordinating the floor guy, the shower tile guy, the countertop installers, the cabinet installers, because those are all going to be different people. So
just out of curiosity, has Thompson Homes ever done anything with you guys?
No.
Okay. I thought they got all their stuff out of Fargo.
Yeah, I think they usually source most of it in Fargo. Yep.
I like people that stay local. But that's just me.
No, 100%. We love local.
Yes.
And
yes.
That's one of the most fun parts is to work at a locally owned.
Yes. And a lot of our clientele, you know, recognize that too, which is, you know, why our clients are the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, and that's like the different businesses I recommend to my clients, you know, like you guys, local. Even like I will go to Ace Hardware or something before I go to Lowe's.
Right.
Dakota TV and Appliance, those guys over there are awesome.
Yep.
You know, trying to boost these local businesses that I think are key. And that's why I wanted to have you guys on. you know, I deal a lot with incoming military personnel, that type of stuff. Yep. They like to buy homes. They're going to be here for a few years. So I try and get them into homes that, okay, they need their great solid home, but they need a little TLC. They need a little update. So these buyers can get that sweat equity out of it. So if they get orders in 2 years, they can come to me and sell it and say, hey, I have equity in this now.
Yep.
You know, so that's kind of what I look at for my clients. And, you know, you guys are a huge valuable resource to them for every kind of aspect of that, I guess.
And we love to be able to help.
Yeah.
Yes.
With 100%. Any budget, we can always make it work. Mm-hmm. So it's fun to see those people come through town. And
I like going down. So I've done a couple house flips and stuff. I like going down your guys' basement.
Oh, my
The bargain
gosh.
Basement.
The bargain basement.
I didn't know of such things.
It's a big hit.
Really?
As soon as you walk in the door, circle around to the left, go in the basement. There's all sorts of stuff.
Like
scratch and dent or must be custom order stuff that they had extra of.
Yeah, it's honestly, it's all types of stuff down there. Like, you know, we just did a total revamp of our lighting on the showroom floor. So a lot of stuff that was discontinued, all that kind of stuff that we just have one-offs of. You know, if you're looking for a one-off light fixture that's unique, I mean, that's definitely a place to look.
Yeah, so. See, with us, we live in a log house, so it's hard to find anything that everything's pretty much unique because it's just, you know, not your typical house. Everything's a little bit different, but it's, I know, it's a great idea.
I should go look in there. My house is full of boob lights.
You're not alone.
You're referring to last week's show.
I don't know. I didn't even talk about that last week.
Caitlin. I've never heard of the term boob light before. And when she said it, I'm like, what?
I said that in front of a client one time, and they did not get the same response. And I was like, oh, I guess they haven't heard that before. Yeah.
Well, I got her to say it a couple of times. She was so embarrassed. I mean, she was just turning red because she had to say boob.
Yeah. No, that's what my clients call them, too. They're like, I see they got the contractor special boob light.
Yeah.
You know, that's exactly what it is.
A three-pack for $20.
Yeah. You know,
they do the job. They light up the
room. They do. Yeah, you know, and you can see how many bugs die in there after a while. It's pretty cool.
Now, sad little bodies, the shadow always there.
Now, when I built 10 years ago, I thought they looked pretty nice.
Yeah.
But now they're like,
So. And they don't give that much light either, I don't think. But
You know, if you're looking for something like that, that's affordable as a boob light, they have the flat ones. They have things that are just flush that are, that are flat. No
nipples?
Right in the middle. Yeah, I didn't want to say it, but yes, they're just flat.
Glad Caitlin wasn't here this week.
Yeah. Yeah, they get the nice round flat LED ones.
And still very,
very cost efficient. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And back when a lot of us had the boob lights, LED wasn't a big thing then either, but that does make a huge difference.
It does. Yeah. Yes, very nice. So, Sterling Carpet One, they have an awesome lighting section as well.
We sure do.
Yep.
And you heard it from these ladies. They have some one-off lights in the basement right now.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They may have to
switch. And that's just the
carpet rolls down there.
Carpet rolls. If you need to replace carpet in like a bedroom or like a small room, you know, there's plenty of stuff that would work down there. So
nice. Get some scraps for the deer stand.
So yeah.
It quiets it.
Yep.
Oh, anything. I've sold 2x3 rug pieces for cats. I was going to say cat ladies, but they're for their cats.
Nice. Another great idea.
We could do anything for you.
Yes.
Really.
Nice.
Wow.
One stop shop.
That's
so,
right.
Take advantage of the downstairs discount bargain cave. Any other sections of the store you think are pretty cool? I know you guys got cool displays all over.
Mm-hmm. We just got some new countertop displays in the back.
Oh,
full height quartz backsplash. Yep. Or I think it's actually granite.
Yeah, we revamped our cabinet kitchen area and displayed a few new types of products. So,
our interior designer friend Valerie Norden that works with us does.
Yes, our she kind of takes care of that. Yep.
So that is something really fun to look at all the way at the back of the store so you can kind of see all the fun stuff as you go.
Another really big thing that's unique to Carpet One in general, and maybe you've seen it in store. We've had it for almost about a year and a half now, but is our Retail 2.0 display. And that's unique to us for flooring, both hard surface and carpet, because it's all organized by color and style. So instead of having to go to 8 different brand displays, everything is, if you're looking for gray, if you're looking for medium blonde, if you're looking for dark brown, it's all in one section, and it's easier to shop.
So you can go in and say, okay, this is the color I want. Well, here's all your options, the different styles, different
Yep, exactly. Okay. It's very
cool. Pretty cool.
Yep.
It is. Yeah, because, I mean, color means everything.
Yes. I mean, that's the number one reason people shop.
Right.
You know, yeah. That's what they're looking for.
I know. I got to say, I sent my mother-in-law in there. They bought this house, and all the wood was almost like an orangey color, and the walls were painted a color that did not, like, work. No, it made it look really orange.
Oh, okay.
So I had them. I said, hey, pull a door off the cabinet.
Yeah.
Bring this into Sterling. And have them pick out a color that, you know, you think would emphasize or make this look better. Mm-hmm. And you guys helped them out. They had their whole house repainted. And it, total difference. It's right. Amazing how much the wall color can help transition the wood color to look better.
Absolutely. Yes.
So,
I think that's like a woman thing. My wife, she'll ask my opinion on things. And it's to the point I've learned it's better to just shut up because she does such a good job. I mean, you know, when she's trying to envision something, I might maybe don't see it the same way, but it always turns out good. I don't know.
Well, that's why you say, do you want the husband to answer or do you want the truth?
Exactly. But why do I still have to come with then?
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody's got to carry the samples.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. There you go.
Exactly.
All right.
So come back. Part two, we're going to talk about more... you know, what kind of products they have.
Okay. If somebody wants to get a hold of you first, Adam, a realty expert, how do they do that?
Best way is my cell number, 701-317-1750.
Okay. And how about getting a hold of you ladies at Sterling Carpet Plus?
Call the store.
Sterling Carpet 701-746-8444. And ask for Tara or Ashley, or honestly, any of our girls are great.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, we have like six designers, so right. You'll be in good hands no matter what.
Okay,
so.
And you're all coming back Friday.
Yeah.
Correct.
All right.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. We'll be back again on Friday, your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. Realty expert Adam Helgeson and Ashley and Tara going to be here too. Same time, same place, Friday morning, 10 o'clock. Till then, have yourself a great day.